USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Global coronavirus cases have now exceeded 10 million. It's a major milestone in the spread of the disease that's killed nearly 500,000 people in 7 months. In Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
It's clear across the Sun Belt that there's something happening, particularly among younger Americans, and that's why we fully support Governor Abbott's decision to close bars and limit restaurants.
Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation. But in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the death toll fell to 5 on Saturday, the lowest number that New York State has recorded in more than 3 months.
This is a virus. It doesn't respond to politics. You can't tweet at it. You have to treat it.
Governor Cuomo on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.